Chapter 18. Help me dig. Charlie had walked like a drunk on a beach, following the beeps and chirps of a metal detector in his quest for shiny. Only he held a modified med scanner, and Charlie was stone sober. After following a weaving path through tumbled rocks the size of small cars, losing the signal a few times along the way, they had arrived at an impassable mound of shattered stone, the base of which was deeply buried under windswept sands. It says it's here, Rika. Look at the readings. There's water in here, he said, his hands digging deep into the soil. His left hand was quickly dirty again, but there was no doubt. The waters had somehow healed his sunburn. He found himself wondering what else they could do. We might even be able to help the others. Less daydreaming, more digging, Rika joked, nudging him with her elbow. Sorry, I was just thinking, this water has a strange effect, don't you think? How so? She grunted, pulling aside a large armload and shoving it away from the stone. You're filling the containers. Look at your hands. What about them? The sunburn, it's gone. No, it isn't. Just look. Rika paused, gasping as she studied her hands. How is this possible? I don't know. But it did the same to my hand. And how are you feeling? I feel pretty great, actually. You drank some. I think whatever it did on the outside, it did to your insides as well. The fountain of youth? In deep space? Maybe not quite that. But the effects are incontrovertible. Maybe it's something in the soil. Maybe it's being exposed to the dual sun's rays. I don't know, but the scanner shows a large body of water somewhere under these rocks. And if we can get to it, I have hopes we can maybe use it to help heal our crew. You think it could fix broken bones? Who knows what properties it has? Sunburn's pretty minor, after all. But even if that's as much as it can do to help our bodies heal, it's still doing amazing things. And at the very least, we could sure as hell use the hydration in any case. Rika began digging with renewed vigor, the soil falling aside as they burrowed deeper and deeper toward the long-buried rocks. Look at the color, she said. The dirt is darker. Moisture, we're getting close. They continued, pulling with both hands until they finally reached the hard mass of a buried stone. Its surface was cool. More importantly, it was damp. The pair made quick work digging out its perimeter. It was an irregular shard, no more than perhaps a half meter at its widest, tapering down to a smaller end, which had apparently fallen from height, the weight driving it into the ground. I can feel a breeze, Rika said, running her fingers along the topmost edge where a gap had been exposed. You think we can move this thing? Together? Yeah, we might, but look how it's situated. If we pull and pivot at the same time, it might flop back and rest against the other rocks. That'd take a whole lot less effort. Then stop yapping and give me a hand, she said, wedging her fingers into the narrow space. Charlie put his shoulder up against hers and added his strength to the equation. Okay, on three. Screw three, just pull, Rika commanded, the muscles in her arms straining with the effort. Charlie pulled with all his might as well, and the heavy stone did budge, but not nearly as far as they'd hoped. He repositioned, bracing his foot against the adjacent rock's uneven face, and tried again, pushing with the powerful muscles in his legs as well as his arms. Slowly, the stone began to pivot. It's working. Keep going, Rika urged. They pulled even harder, fingertips turning white from the effort. With a soft grating of stone on soil, the rocky obstacle pivoted free at last, releasing a gust of cool, wet air. The opening was tight, 1 meter high and less than half that in width. We can fit, Rika said, slipping through the gap. A light popped on inside the opening. Come on, Charlie, you've got to see this. Charlie shoved his upper body through the gap, scraping his elbows as he forced his way into the space. What the hell? He gasped upon seeing where he stood. They were in a long passageway, with flat stones lining the floor, longer arched ones curving overhead. Every 4 meters or so, perfectly carved sconces adorned the buckled walls, long vacant their illumination. The walls themselves bore designs in the stone, looking as if the smooth lines had been a natural part of the rock rather than carved. This is... Words failed him. This is proof of intelligent alien life, Rika said, breathless, her eyes aglow with excitement. Something happened here, Rika. Something bad. A civilization is gone. What could have done that? It might have just been time, for all we know. But look, she said, turning off her light. Hey, what are you doing? Give it a second. Your eyes will adjust. Sure enough, they did. And that was when Charlie saw it. There's light up ahead. Yep, I saw it when I first crawled in. Super faint, but something's illuminating whatever's around the bend down there. Charlie felt a flash of hesitation course through his veins. A moment of fight or flight. This is stupid. I just survived a spaceship crash on an alien world. What more could I possibly have to be afraid of? Come on, Rika. Let's go see what surprises our alien friends left for us.